Religion. This passage, like the last, invites a double-decker Barbara syllogism. Someone may challenge its validity, however, on the grounds that is associated with is not transitive. 1. Sex is associated with the body. 2. The body is associated with impermanence. 3. So, sex is associated with impermanence. 4. Impermanence is scorned by religion. 5. Therefore, sex is scorned by religion. Circle R contains circle I, containing circle B, containing circle S. From Chapter 3, Exercises. Trade Pact saps manufacturing jobs. 1. If NAFTA were really a free trade agreement, then it would contain a page or two on eliminating tariffs. 2. NAFTA does not contain any pages on eliminating tariffs. 3. Therefore, NAFTA is not really a free trade agreement. Modus tollens. Act now to save the salmon. 1. If we hope to save the salmon, then we must do two things: stop the rise of greenhouse gases and secure our water's health. 2. We do hope to save the salmon. 3. Therefore, we must do two things: stop the rise in greenhouse gases and secure our water's health. Modus ponens. Bonus baby. 1. Either Blackwell's failure to provide his successor the most complete rundown of the administrative state of the office was an innocent oversight, or it was done consciously. 2. If it was an innocent oversight, then it bespeaks lack of seriousness. 3. If it was done consciously, then it bespeaks pettiness unworthy of a public servant in state office. 4. Therefore, Blackwell's failure to provide his successor the most complete rundown of the administrative state of the office bespeaks either lack of seriousness or pettiness unworthy of a public servant. Constructive dilemma. Closing the achievement gap. To prove, we must do something. 1. Suppose we do nothing. 2. If we do nothing, then statewide budget cuts will deepen existing inequities. 3. But it is unacceptable to allow budget cuts to deepen existing inequalities. 4. Therefore, we must do something. An adaption of reductio ad absurdum that uses the prescriptive notion of unacceptable instead of the descriptive notion of absurd. The Nature editorial. 1. The editors are asserting either that there is evidence against intelligent design, or that intelligent design is mistaken from a non-scientific standpoint. 2. If they are asserting that there is evidence against intelligent design, then they are admitting intelligent design is a real science. 3. If they are asserting that intelligent design is mistaken from a non-scientific standpoint, then they are advancing an atheistic theology. 4. Therefore, the editors are either admitting intelligent design is a real science or advancing an atheistic theology. Constructive dilemma. No retreat from the war on terror. 1. If Britain talks of withdrawal, then Canada will withdraw. 2. If Canada withdraws, then Britain will withdraw. 3. If Britain withdraws, then the US will withdraw. 4. If the US withdraws, then the Afghan government will collapse. 5. If the Afghan government collapses, then Pakistan will become unstable. 3. If Pakistan becomes unstable, then everyone will feel the impact. 7. Therefore, if Britain talks of withdrawal, then everyone will feel the impact. Hypothetical syllogism with multiple iteration. Why Israel must kvetch. 1. If defending Israel's image were a priority for Olmert, then he would regularly criticize the behavior of his peace partner, Abbas. 2. Olmert does not criticize the behavior of his peace partner, Abbas. 3. Therefore, defending Israel's image is not a priority for Olmert. Modus tollens. From Chapter 4, Exercises. History lesson. The statement, "Perhaps Scott Brough doesn't know that the U.S. Supreme Court twice, in 1964 and 1969, defined humanism as a religion," could be an instance of equivocation on the word humanism. The statement, "That is the height of arrogance and ignorance combined," could be an instance of abusive ad hominem. The phrase, "where everything Christian is rendered fit for attack," could be an instance of hasty generalization. The statement, "our whole educational system originated in the Catholic Church," could be an instance of ad verecundium. If not now, when? The statement, "we all know that Ohio is in economic trouble," could be an instance of ad populum. The statement, "polls indicate that young professionals favor locating in cities that are welcoming to diversity," could be an instance of ad populum. Heather Mills, "a greedy woman hits the divorce jackpot." The phrase, "draws the nutters as surely as steaming cow patties do flies," could be an instance of poisoning the well. The statement, "although she strongly denied it, her case boils down to the syndrome of me too," or "if he has it, I want it too," could be an instance of straw man. The phrase, "this is a greedy woman," could be an instance of abusive ad hominem. The author may be accusing Heather Mills of committing the is-ought fallacy when she says that Mills, at the ripe old age of 40, after a marriage that lasted all of 4 years, decided she should not have to work ever again. The phrase, "went after the ex with that special viciousness forged in the bedroom," could be an instance of circumstantial ad hominem. Global warming or global con? The title of this article could be an instance of false dilemma. In the statement, "it is a consensus in that it started with the foregone conclusion that man-made pollution is dooming the planet and gathered in any and all opinions that supported it," the author is accusing the Intergovernmental Panel of begging the question. The statement, "it would achieve this trifling result only at the cost of literally trillions of dollars over that time, money that will not come from some imaginary place or global resources but out of your pocket," could be an instance of the fallacy of division. The statement, "after all, when the UN grandly says, we must work together, what it's really saying is, Americans must foot the bill," could be an instance of straw man. NADA jumps into the presidential race. The statement, "NADA said he did not cost Gore the election because Gore won the election," could contain an instance of equivocation on the word "won." The phrase "liberal intelligentsia" could be an instance of poisoning the well. The statement, "what they're doing is basically saying that third parties are a second-class citizenship," could be an instance of straw man. The statement, "both Republicans and Democrats are basically reading from the same playbook," could be an instance of straw man. Demographics of military mirror society as a whole. The statement, "it's obvious that he has never served in any of the U.S. armed forces. If he had, he would understand," could be an instance of ad ignorantium. The statement, "the populations of these organizations have the same demographics as the population of the U.S. as a whole," could be an instance of the fallacy of composition. Alcohol, main cause of teen pregnancies. The statement, "Mr. Gilbord said reckless alcohol consumption was the main reason for unwanted teenage pregnancies," could be an instance of post hoc. Is there a common cause of both behaviors? The statement, "alcohol causes more unwanted teenage pregnancies than anything else," could be an instance of amphiboly. Due to poor grammatical structure, it could mean two different things. One, alcohol more than anything else causes unwanted teenage pregnancies. Two, Alcohol causes unwanted teenage pregnancy more than it causes anything else. The statement, Liberal MP Mal Washer and outgoing chair of the Parliamentary Committee on Population and Development, agreed with Mr. Gilbord, saying binge drinking was the leading cause of unwanted pregnancies among teenagers in Australia, could contain an instance of ad verecundium. A member of parliament is not an expert in sociology. The television, radio, and internet campaign to shock young people with the consequences of binge drinking could commit the fallacy ad baculum or the fallacy ad misericordium, depending on whether it uses threats or guilt to make its case. Belinda hopes you enjoyed the reading of Critical Thinking, A Beginner's Guide, written by Sharon M.K. and read by Andrea Powell. Our audiobooks are becoming increasingly popular among travellers, families, and people who are on the run. If you really enjoyed this audiobook, please introduce your friends and family to the experience. We're sure they'll love you for it. If you want to hear more about our fabulous range of titles, please visit us online at belinda.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to always take a Belinda audiobook with you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.